Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back with Casey B. We are going to be recapping our Charleston trip from this past weekend and talking about, yes, we're going on another adventure this weekend. We're going to be talking about that and talking about trips and traveling together and now working together, and we're together all the time. How do you feel about it?
No time apart.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I do indeed.
Do you really though?
I do though.
Yeah, we'll talk about
we're going
all that.
A little crazy, but yeah, it's good.
I think we're just going crazy because we're busy, not going crazy because we're around each other so much. Because
what?
Okay, let's get into it. We are going to start out with our toast and roast of the trip to Charleston. It was such a fun trip. We went for a wedding. The wedding was on Saturday night. We flew over Friday early morning and came back on early Monday. And all in all, the traveling experience was good, except for the Chicago airport situation. So do you have anything to say about how you're feeling before flying? Because you don't like to fly. If you haven't listened to our Montana episode from way back when, the very beginning of the podcast, you got to listen to that one. That's a hilarious traveling story. Unfortunately, this one, not so eventful on the traveling front.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Or fortunately, I guess, really, really, actually fortunately, because it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah, it was definitely a better travel experience I've had on a plane than the past two. So I guess I'm 2 for 3 right now on good travel experiences on a plane.
How do you feel about... Let's start at the beginning. How do you feel about me at TSA?
Oh, you stress me out,
actually,
TSA.
Okay, actually, before we get to TSA, you stress me out. So our flight was at, what time was the flight? It was super early.
Flight out?
Yeah.
It's like 7 a.m.?
Yeah, it was, I think we boarded at 7:10 or something like that. Which doesn't seem that early, but you know, you got to go through TSA, you got to get to the airport, you got to walk through the airport, all the things. So we stayed at a hotel right next to the airport first, took a little shuttle over. That's fine. We're walking through, and then Casey, it takes seriously 10 minutes to get from our hotel room to the airport, really, getting on the shuttle and everything. We get to the airport. Casey goes, I have to go to the bathroom before we go through TSA. I'm like, what? We were just at the hotel. Like, why couldn't you pee before we left?
We would have missed the shuttle.
And I am like, once I get to the airport and like when I need to go through TSA, I am like, let's go right now as quick as possible. Like, and then so Casey's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And he's like, are you going to be here when I get back? And I was going to try to print out a hard copy boarding pass just because. And then the little printer didn't work. He goes, are you going to be here when I get back? I said, I don't know where I'm going to be.
I'm like, all right, well, I got to go to the bathroom. So.
I don't know how you're going to find me in this giant SeaTac airport. It was too early for that shit for me. So then I walk over to the, like near the bathroom where Casey was. And it's near one of the gates or the, what do you call them? Like the
TSA lines?
Yeah, but when it's like a maze, one of the mazes to go through.
TSA mazes.
Yeah, so I'm waiting there with the bags while Casey's in the bathroom. And it felt like forever because then I'm just seeing all the people get in line for TSA. And just more and more people are getting in line, more and more people. My anxiety's rising. Like, where is he? I was like, did I miss seeing him come out of the bathroom? Is he still in there? Like, should I call him? What if he's like pooping and I'm calling him? Like, this is how my mind works. I was so crazy. I'm so crazy. And then you finally came out. It was okay. But could you tell that I was getting annoyed?
So stressed out. Oh man, I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. We weren't even at the TSA line we needed to be in, were we? That was like by the Alaskan.
No, I think it was fine. Gate. I think that is the one we went through. I don't know.
Because we went all the way down to the end. I'm like, nope, I ain't waiting through that.
Oh, that is true. That is true. We went down to the far one because we were flying United. But what do you think about me when we go through TSA?
Do you stress me out?
Why do I stress you out? I'm very efficient. I'm like ripping things off. Shoes off. Coat off. Take this laptop out. Throw it over here. Do you have anything? That's how I am.
And then there's me. I'm just like, well, I didn't wear a belt, so I don't have to deal with that. I just got to take my shoes off, put my medicine, put my phone.
Oh my gosh. People do not like to see lackadaisical people in the TSA.
Ugh. I was fast, though.
Yeah, well, you don't have as much stuff as I bring.
I was planning. I planned for that.
That's a, but we got through. It was fine. I don't think waiting was anything weird. We got on the plane. I got a little grumpy getting on the plane because the flight attendant said something to me and it just bothered me, but it was fine at the end of the day. That plane was a little small.
That was my roast.
That was your roast of the whole trip? Was the flying? Okay, tell us your roast. This is going to be kind of just going in and out because I have a lot of different toasts and roasts. We're going to have more than one for each of us.
If any of you have ever seen me, I'm a large man. I have long legs. And it doesn't agree with airplanes. Airplanes aren't built for me, especially the first two we went on.
Yeah.
And my knees were in the back of the seat. And I'm sitting all the way back.
I know.
And I'm like,
did you lean your seat back at all?
No.
Because that's rude.
That is rude.
Why do they even give you the option of leaning back your seat?
That's how they tell.
The person in front of me leaned back their seat, and I'm small, so I'm like, it's fine. But at the same time, I was still a little annoyed.
I was like, if somebody leans the seat back on me, I swear to God.
Like, some people say, well, everyone has the option to lean back their seat, so... like, you shouldn't get annoyed. Like, you should just lean back your own seat. But I think it's dumb. I think there should be no leaning back of the seat.
No, it won't just be in the same boat.
But something that we discovered that was...
unless you pay for it.
There you go. First class.
First class, you can lean back as much as you want.
Someday, we'll fly first class. But the flight was okay, besides the smallness.
Yeah, it was pretty cramped for me.
So, we flew to Chicago... and then we had a very quick turnaround. And the Chicago airport, similar to the SeaTac airport, has like two different buildings for whatever reason. Like, and so I'm looking at my ticket and it says your next flight is boarding at gate C, whatever, 19 or something. We got off the plane at B4. And I'm looking, I'm like, C can't be that far off. Looking, the Chicago airport is hectic. They have these like really high ceilings that are curved. There's a ton of people there.
So many people.
That one was like really crowded. I guess it was the middle of the day on a Friday. I don't know. I don't frequent airports, but I think the SeaTac airport is just really spread out. So I never feel like it's ever very crowded, even when it's busy. But that one, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people here. And I'm looking around and we had to ask somebody, where is the Seagate? And they said, it's in this other building. You have to go down underground.
What they said was, find the dinosaur.
That is what they said.
And take a left.
That's what they said. There's this ginormous dinosaur statue. And then you go down the escalators. And it was crazy. It's underground, like a tunnel. And they had those moving sidewalks, you know, and then above the moving sidewalks was like neon lights, the colors of the rainbow, changing colors. It was like Rainbow Road on Mario Kart, and literally like Rainbow Road because you have like the fast track, like when you drive a Mario Kart and you go on the speedy one, you go, shoo, you go faster. It was seriously Rainbow Road.
It didn't help that it was a mirrored ceiling too.
Yeah. Mirrors, flashy lights, rainbow.
Felt like I was in Vegas.
And I was like, we gotta go quick. And so, because we wanted to try to get a bite to eat, we go over there, okay, we get up, we get to the gate, and it says Orlando, Florida. And I was like, oh no, this is not right. Then I asked the guy at the gate, it says we're supposed to be over here for Charleston. And he goes, oh no, you're actually at gate B3, right next to where we got off. So we had to go back through Rainbow Road and run back up. And then I was trying to find a charger because there is no in-seat charging on the planes on United. So I'm like, my phone is dying. People are meeting us at the airport to pick us up when we get there. And oh my gosh, none of the chargers were working. It was disastrous. And then we got on the plane and it was fine. But
yep.
The Chicago airport, I don't know how I feel about that place. And I really don't know how I feel about this Rainbow Road situation. I was like, if I went and like had a weekend in Chicago with like friends and was like hungover flying home, I would probably throw up on that moving sidewalk.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. Okay.
I'd probably just go the opposite way and try to walk it off.
It was crazy. What next? What else happened?
Well, we flew in.
We got to Charleston.
Charleston.
We met our friends and we had dinner. And then you hung out with our friend Frankie.
Yep, that was a good time.
And then me and my friend Karina went out to a bachelorette party. And that was really fun because we went out on the town, kind of. Charleston's really interesting because there's like downtown Charleston. And then there's like a couple different beach areas. And so where my friend who was getting married was over on the resort area. And so we went over to the resort area for the bachelorette party stuff. Went out, went to one bar, and it was just super quiet and chill. Then we went to like this dive bar. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about. There's like sand on the floor, two-sided bar, like beer cans everywhere. It was fun. One of my big roasts for the city of Charleston, one of my only roasts, because I really enjoyed my entire time there, is that they have not enough Ubers, and they don't have taxi services either. Like, not a lot of taxis. No, I didn't see any taxis, actually, the whole time we were there. Did you see any taxis?
No taxis. They had those vans, though, but you had to schedule them beforehand.
Right, but that's like a normal airport commuter kind of thing, or... Because that's what we took back to the airport on our way out, was this big Sprinter van. And that was fine because we had to schedule something. But the Ubers, like, we were worried we weren't going to get home. We weren't going to get places anywhere. And our friends even rented a car. But since we were going to a wedding and we're going to be drinking, and it was a, you know, you don't want to drink and drive. You don't want to, like, have one drink and drive a rented car, like, for any reason.
You don't want to run over an alligator, that's for sure.
Don't want to run over an alligator, all these things. And so it was just, I am shocked about the Uber situation. Like, it would be searching and searching and searching for Ubers, and it could not find anybody. And then sometimes to go, like, 5 miles, it was $45 or more. That part was insane. So... The only other thing was that we're from Washington, and I feel like almost everyone in Washington uses Verizon, because there's a bunch of areas in Washington where Verizon only, like, is the only service that works, and Verizon does not work there either. No Verizon in Charleston. Like, there were spots where I had, like, no service, and we're, like, in the middle of a populated area.
How do you feel about the cicadas over there?
Okay, that's another roast, I guess. Okay, you talk about the cicadas because you were the one who was so worried about the cicadas.
I think you should give
some background information.
So, I had never came in contact with cicadas until we went to Charleston. And we still never even saw one. We just heard them. They're really loud and annoying. But every 17 years, there's a giant swarm of cicadas that burrow up out of the ground to do their whole thing, and then they die, and then the eggs go back in the ground. And it was this year, so I'm like, oh no, the cicadas are coming out. And there's these giant freaking bugs that are super loud. And I'm like, this is going to be a problem. There's going to be cicadas all over the place.
You were talking about it for weeks. You're like, I'm just really concerned about the cicadas. I'm like, what are you concerned about? Like, what are we going to do about them? Like, we're going, and they're going to be there. I don't know.
You want to know what's funny, though?
What?
Is one of the first things I heard when we got back to work was a coworker, Mikey, our coworker, Mikey, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, so do you have any cicada cookies?
Cicada cookies?
That was like the first thing he said. He's like, I watched a TV program and it was talking about the 17-year cicada and now it's just popping up now. And I'm like, no shit. Like, we just missed it. Thank God.
Well, I am glad that we didn't see any because
they are so loud.
They do sound kind of scary and giant, but we did hear them.
Oh, yeah.
They were out and about, but you said when it's like time and they're really out and about that they're super loud.
It's like the plagues of Egypt.
That's scary.
I was looking it up. It was like 100 decibels. It's like being in freaking CenturyLink or T-Mobile Field, whatever it is now.
But it sounds like when you're under the, like when you're under an electrical wire or something. That's what it sounds like. It's like a, but it was, we didn't really deal with them. So that was good. But we did deal with other bugs and I still have bug bites and I'm still scratching them.
You gotta stop scratching those. I've been telling you.
Look at my arm. It's all irritated. They were like these teeny tiny guys and they bit real bad. But that was all the roast that I had. Downtown Charleston was cool. We didn't go downtown at night to for the nightlife, but it looked like a cool place, cute. There was some cool bars that we were able to see and walk into. It was just a pretty clean city and the history was so cool to see all these old houses and what was that one building we saw?
Constitution Hall.
Where they signed the Constitution, right?
Declaration of Independence.
Where they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Constitution, something like that. I can't remember. I don't even know if that's what it was called, but something important happened there.
We went in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yep.
That was cool.
Brand new.
It was a lot warmer.
Yep. Their salmon aren't as good over there, but you
know. What else did we do? Oh my gosh. So we went to Callie's Hot Little Biscuit and had some of the best biscuits I've ever had in my life. I love biscuits. Those were amazing. That was the best meal, I think, that we had. What do you think was the best meal since, you know, we're food people? The biscuits were
so good. The biscuits were really good.
They were so dense and fluffy at the same time and so much butter. When we got out of the airplane and we're walking in the Charleston airport, Casey goes, smells good here. Smells like butter.
It smells like butter over here. Oh my god. Best food, the Callie's Little Biscuits was good. That sandwich I got, bomb.
Sausage, egg, and spicy pimento cheese. Pimento cheese is, I guess, a big thing there.
Yeah.
I'd never had it before. I know you can get it here, but we had it a lot the 3 days that we were there. Pimento cheese was good. We also tried boiled peanuts, which were just weird. I still don't know how I feel
those.
About them.
I like those.
But can you explain it to the group?
It's like they boil them in like spicy oil.
But they're not super spicy.
It's not until you got to the bottom of it. Oh. Then I got heartburned. But they were tasty.
But they're like they're kind of like eating baked beans. Like, you peel a peanut and it tastes like a baked bean. That's what it was like. Yeah. The texture. It was weird. Kind of felt like an elephant.
Yeah, I could see that.
They eat peanuts, right?
I mean, I'm sure some of them do.
I think they do. Yeah. I think that's a thing. The circus elephants.
Yeah. Dumbo.
What else did we do?
We didn't see an alligator.
We did not see an alligator.
Very sad about that.
And we only saw turtles at the resort in the pond, so.
But.
They weren't wild.
I saw two lizards.
We did see some cute little lizards.
You saw one lizard.
Yeah, it was cute.
I was trying to open the door.
It kind of looked like the Geico gecko.
Yeah, the one we saw at the wedding looked like the Geico gecko.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, I was trying to open the door, and there was a freaking lizard on the little touch thing for your key
mm-hmm.
for the and I was like, oh Frankie, there's a lizard.
Look, lizard.
We can't get in. There's a lizard in the way.
It's guarding the door.
It was just like chilling right on top of the little like a touch thing that you put your hotel key on.
Just chilling.
It's a little brown lizard.
A little guard lizard.
It's like, what the hell? We don't see those around our homeland.
So, would you go back to Charleston?
Yeah, I never saw a gator. I need to see a gator.
I would definitely go back. Oh, another thing I loved is that everyone drives around on the golf carts.
Yep.
That is so cool. People just drive around on golf carts instead of cars. It's a perfect place for me to live because I hate driving. These guys, we saw these two guys are driving around downtown. Total just bros. And they're older. And the demographic of Charleston men, very older men. That's all I'm going to say. We went up to the bars, and not that any of us were, like, looking for men, but it was kind of interesting that there were people hitting on people, and the guys that were hitting on the girls in our bachelor party were, like, in their 50s. Go away. This is, no. Oh, why are you hanging out here? No. That it was just odd. But things are different in the South, I guess. What else was I gonna say though? I was on a roll. Oh no, there's these guys, the bros. They're driving around the golf cart right downtown in their polos and flip flops, and then they're smoking cigars in their golf cart. I was like, they're living the life.
Smoking cigars in traffic on their golf cart.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
It was a badass golf cart. I have to say, the names of roads there.
Okay, we're gonna get into this.
Do we have time to get into this?
We have time.
Should I just name them off?
No, okay, so...
The three most notable.
We drove from the... Our friends picked us up in the car that they rented, which was a godsend because the Uber situation was just rough. So they picked us up from the airport. We're driving to the hotel. And, you know, we're just kind of in awe. We've never been to the East Coast. We've never been to the South. We're just kind of looking around. You know, you want to see everything that's going on. And the roads there, really nice highways, no traffic. It was a Friday, middle of the day, or Friday evening, and there's no traffic. And that was kind of another funny thing that everyone was like, oh my gosh, traffic's terrible here. Oh, you have no idea, brother.
Man, this is like 5 a.m. on a Sunday on I-5. This is nice.
That's just so funny. Oh, the gas situation.
Oh, God.
There's a whole entire, if you guys have been keeping up with the news, there was a situation with the pipeline, and it was held hostage. Crazy story. But there, people were, you've seen, you guys saw, there. It was mostly in North Carolina, but I think South Carolina and Tennessee were also affected. People were in Georgia. People were, what's the word? Hoarding gas?
Yeah.
Not siphoning. I'm thinking of a different word, but they were just getting a ton of gas and then like keeping it in like giant tubs and stuff like that. And so I was like a little worried. I was like, what if there's no Ubers because people don't, like, what if there's places that run out of gas, or...
What if Uber costs $200 for a five-mile ride?
Because, like, who knows how much gas is going to be or anything like that. We drive by a gas station. How much was it? $2.75?
Yeah, it was like $2.65, $2.70.
Like, and I was like,
oh, this is... Jesus, that's living large over here.
And they had gas, so it was fine.
But then, apparently, the gas station people are like, oh, God, it's so... The gas prices are so high. I'm like, it's $1 a gallon more where we're from right now.
$2 more where our friends were from in California. Yeah. Like, oh my God, get out of here. That was funny. But so we're driving around looking at all the road signs. And now you can talk about some of the roads that we saw.
So what was the first road we saw?
I just remember
Hungry Neck
was one of the main roads. Rifle Range Road.
Right, I like Rifle Range Road. I wanted to go down there and see if there was actually a rifle range.
So I said Rifle Range Road this way.
And then the opposite way said...
It just said Sweet Grass Basket. It did not say road. It did not say anything. It just says Sweet Grass Basket.
Sweet Grass Basket.
With an arrow. And so I'm like, what the heck? Sweet Grass Basket? What does this mean?
Like, is that just what they call roads over here?
We're like, is that a type of road? Like, a boulevard, but it's called a basket. Is this a weird Charleston, weird South Carolina, Southern thing? And so then we're just cracking up and we're talking about calling things baskets. And I thought it was like maybe a cul-de-sac. this is how I like legitimized it in my head. It was like, oh, maybe it's like a cul-de-sac. That's just a weird like thing. I don't know. What did you think it was?
I just thought it was a weird freaking East Coast South thing.
But did you think it was like, did you think basket was replacing road?
I thought it was like there's some sort of store or something down there called Sweetgrass Basket that was really important.
Or like a Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah, or like a
Waffle House.
It was like a historical site because there's an arrow pointing that way. And I'm like,
Sweetgrass
what the hell
basket
is this Sweetgrass Basket? And I'm like, wait, I think that's just a road. Like, is that what they call it? It's just a basket?
And then so we were just cracking up the entire weekend. It became a joke. Sweetgrass Basket. Like, where do you live? Sweetgrass Basket. Like, it was so funny. And then we were talking about, we're just going to call roads baskets from now on.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. When you're driving around Port Angeles, you got to make sure you go down Peabody Basket.
Peabody Basket. What were we saying yesterday? We had so many good things we're joking about yesterday with the basket.
Ice Road, was Ice Basket Truckers. Oh, shit. That was another one.
On the basket again. Oh, no, I said, life is a basket. I'm gonna ride it all night long.
Mad Max Basket. Her Fury Basket.
Fury Basket.
Oh, God.
The Basket by Cormac McCarthy.
Oh, that's my a God. Book, you know? Yep. That was a very dark book. That was a bad basket.
Have you read that book?
I've watched the movie.
I want to read the book. I heard it's a good one.
It's a dark movie. I know that.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah, kind of like, what's it called? The Basket Warrior.
The Basket Warrior.
Oh shit,
we had more too.
Oh yeah, we were going off.
We had a really good one. I can't remember the anyways, so now you guys can just replace the word road. Oh, I'm on the basket to hell.
Oh yeah, basket to hell is a good one.
It's my way or the basket.
Oh my God. We got to the point where we were just replacing random words with basket.
I also think it's just the perfect thing to say, like, almost as an expression. Like, instead of saying, oh my God, or some people say, oh my Lanta, just be like, Sweetgrass Basket. What are we doing today?
Oh God.
Sweetgrass Basket. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, Sweetgrass Basket. What'd you do now?
Sweetgrass Basket. It sounds like it has to do something with marijuana. Sweetgrass Basket.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Oh, my basket.
Yeah, oh, my basket. And we were saying, oh, we live on 70th Basket, Gig Harbor, Washington.
I grew up on Lake Don Basket.
I live on Golf Course Basket.
Oh, God.
It's so stupid. I hope nobody hates this.
Oh, they're going to love it.
You know, you guys want to know the worst part, though? The day we were leaving, I had the Maps app up, and we were going somewhere. And I saw on the Maps app, it showed Sweetgrass Basket Parkway on the Maps app. But the sign says Sweetgrass Basket.
I think they just added that.
Yeah,
I don't think it's real.
I think Apple was like, what the hell is a basket?
This has to be some kind of something.
We're calling it something else.
It's definitely, I don't know what it is. Let's just call it a parkway. No, that's a fucking basket.
I think you're right, honey. I think it is just called a basket.
Carol Basket.
Oh, yeah. Carol Basket. Carol Basket.
Oh, man.
Carol fucking Basket. A Okay, we'll be right back to talk about our next trip we're going on this
More
weekend.
More baskets.
Okay, guys, so I do not always do this, but I like to suggest other podcasts that I listen to every once in a while when I listen to a really good one. I haven't done it in a couple weeks, but I have to share because I listened to so many good ones in the past week or so. So number one, I always recommend this podcast over and over and over again, but I'm doing it again this past weekend with Theo Vaughn. He had on, I think his name is Todd Graves. I'll look it up again. But he was the CEO and founder of Raising Cane's, the fast food chain. And I just loved hearing his story. It was so good. Yes, it was Todd Graves. And he is just a hardworking guy. I just love that the way he talks about his business, the way he talks about growing the business, and the things that he focused on were so interesting to me. I just loved it. And he, on his like business card, on his Instagram bio, he is the owner and the CEO, but it still says like Line Cook and Fry Cook on his business card. It says like CEO, Line Cook, Fry Cook, which is just the coolest thing. Also, this week's episode of The Lady Gang was really good with Rachel Rogers. It was the Lady Gang Quickie that came out on Thursday, and Rachel Rogers was also on another podcast I listened to called Self Helpless. I think that one was actually a little bit better. Rachel Rogers has a brand new book coming out. I am going to read it. It's called Everybody Should Be Millionaires. Really excited about that one. So if you want to read along with that book with me, do that. I am sorry. I am talking super fast. You guys know that I do that. So I think that's all I'm going to suggest for right now. And as always, suggest this podcast to your friends because that's how word gets out. That's how people find new podcasts to listen to. And it's fun for everyone. So here is the rest of the show. And we're back. Casey, why don't you tell everyone what we're doing this weekend? Because you are setting it up, taking care of everything, which is my favorite kind of trip, which I don't think has ever happened before, actually. So I don't know if it's my favorite, but you set up this trip because it's kind of my birthday present, and tell everyone about it.
So we're going to Forks, Washington.
Wow. Forks, Washington.
Glamorous, right? There's so many good baskets over there. But we're going fishing, and we're going to go fishing for Chinooks and steelheads, spring run.
Salmon for you common folk. I couldn't think of the word that I'm trying to think of. It's been a day, but are you excited for this trip?
Super excited.
Why did you do this for my birthday?
Because you like to fish.
Also, I specifically asked for it.
You specifically asked for it because our friend from high school, Terrence, he has a guide service. And so
what is a guide service? I'm making you explain.
A fishing
everything.
Guide service.
What does that mean?
So he does guided tours on the river and float down the river and go fishing.
I know what it means, but I'm just trying to have you explain it because I know there's a lot of people who listen to my podcast who might not go fishing.
That's true. So we're gonna do a guided river float. And
how early do we have to get up?
We have to probably get up around 4:30, if not 4, and hopefully be on the river at 5, and then fishing from 5 until noon.
And you're excited?
I'm so excited. I'm gonna catch a big one.
We got our licenses all set up. I got waders. I feel so fancy. I'm excited. I want to catch a big fish.
You're gonna catch a big one.
Are you nervous at all?
Why would I be nervous?
No, you're not nervous because you are just a man and you don't get nervous about anything. I get nervous about people judging me. It's just going to be you, me, and Terrence, the guide. But I'm nervous for the guide to judge me. But that's literally his job, is to teach us stuff.
Yeah.
You've never fished on the river before, right?
I fished the Hoe.
Once before?
Once.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah, it was back when I was probably like 14 or so.
And did you know what you were doing then?
Not really. I mean, I knew where to cast, but the fish weren't running very well. It was kind of late in the day, too.
I just want to point this out because I think there's a lot of women who listen to my podcast, girls, women, dudes, whoever, but mostly I'm talking to the ladies because, like, I want to do this and I'm excited. Like, I have been asking for this. I said, what I want, I told Casey I was mad at him because what I wanted you to get me for Christmas was a fishing trip. And you said, oh, and then you got it for me for my birthday. So it all worked out in the end. But tip number one, be very direct with what you want because people don't know what you want.
Yeah, I'll speak for all the guys, not a mind reader, you know.
So, but like, I want to do this. I love fishing. It's going to be so fun. And I want to get better at fishing and like learn more things. And it seems kind of silly. Like, what do you mean get better at fishing? Isn't it all luck? No, there's a lot of things you can learn about it. Oh, and yeah, a lot of different like places you could go fishing. You could go fishing in the river. You can go fishing in the ocean. You can go fishing where we go, which is technically, what is that technically?
It's an in air. The Puget Sound, yeah, salt water.
I was going to say the sound, but it's also, it's, we go shore fishing.
Yeah, we do shore casting.
So we're like in the water casting off or on the, just on the shore casting into Puget Sound, not like a rushing river or anything like that. And then we go fishing on Lake Dawn, which is just a tiny little lake. But going fishing in the river with the big salmon, with the big dogs, it makes me nervous. And like, I don't know why it makes me nervous, but I think I'm nervous because I don't want to go and not get one. Like, I would just be really sad. And that's always a possibility. Like, no matter what, it's a possibility. But I'm also like, I don't want to look dumb, but I'm doing this to learn. And I think this is just something that, this is where like the personal development comes in, I guess, because like people do this all the time, but there's certain people who are like me. And they want to learn how to do things, but they also get nervous doing it when it's literally a setting to learn. Like, I want to go to a yoga class, but I don't want people to laugh at me when I don't know how to do all the poses. Right? It's like, it's a class. That's what you're supposed to do. So I just want to say you're not alone and you just got to do it. Practicing. Being brave is a muscle, like everything else. But this is, I'm really excited, but I'm also really nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous.
I mean,
you're like, he's not, he knows that you're learning.
He knows both of us and he knows that.
I don't know if I would be more nervous if it was somebody I didn't know or if I'm more nervous because of somebody that I do know. And I think I would be more nervous with somebody that I don't know, actually, because like, oh my God, they're going to think we're losers. Like, it's going to be fun. I'm like, once we do, we're out there, I'm like, why was I nervous? Because that's what I do with everything, except for skiing, because then I do go out there, and I'm like, I hate all of these children who are so good, and I suck. But this is not going to be like that. There's not going to be anyone zipping past me, being like, look at this one I got. Look at this one I got. Like it is when you're on the mountain, and people are like, shoo, 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 shoo.
It's going to be a good time. I mean, even if we don't catch anything, it's still going to be a good time. I'll be happy with it.
And we're going to go to the beach. My favorite beach, Claylock.
Yep.
So this is a very different adventure than what we did last week. And no, you do not need to go on a crazy adventure every week. It's very weird for us. So we never take vacation. This is technically not vacation. It's just an actual weekend. And now, since we work on the same days, we can actually do something together on the weekend. Which is so nice. Wow, it's, we're like amazing. Normal people who have a weekend.
For
what's
the first
that like?
Time ever.
Seriously. So, and then if anybody wants an update on the work situation since I left today, we actually went to a little going away party because three of us from my last job are leaving at the same time, kind of. And it was nice to catch up with everybody. And over the past week and a half, it has kind of been a little weird because, first of all, we went on vacation. And so because of that, it kind of makes the transition not feel real. You're like, oh no, I just went on vacation. Like, I'm just going to go back eventually. But I'm still getting all of my emails that are coming in on my phone. I have an out of office reply, saying, you know, don't talk to me, talk to so-and-so instead. And it's just kind of crazy how, like, I've seen all of these emails come in at various times of the day. And it's like, that is not my responsibility anymore. And it's just so nice. And I'm just getting more and more and more clarified that this was the right decision for me. And I was worried that it was going to go the other way. And I was going to say, you know, a couple days later or a week later, I was going to say, oh my gosh, I made a huge mistake. Like, what am I doing? Like, oh my goodness. And, you know, there's moments of doubt, but overarchingly, I have felt more and more clarity, and it's been so nice. I'm really kind of surprised about it because I doubt everything I do. I talk really confidently on the podcast, but I doubt things all the time. So
then it was weird your first week working with me too, because
this is my first full week working with you. Technically, when we did a couple furloughs over the past year, I have worked a full week at the mill outlet before, but this is going to be, you know, a little different. Yeah, last week I only worked 2 days because then we went to travel, or 3 days, and then we traveled to Charleston, and then now this is a full week. So,
but that was a weird week because the owners weren't there.
Yeah, and your parents were gone part of the time because they were on vacation. So it's just been, we have been running wild the past like 2 weeks. And it's kind of going to keep going because now this weekend we're going fishing, and then we have another week of work, and then we have a little kind of camping trip planned for Memorial Day weekend. And it's just like craziness. But does it feel like this is how it's kind of supposed to be?
Yeah.
Like, there has been something inside of me that I've been so jealous, and I don't think I should do things out of jealousy, but it has been something that's been a real struggle for me over the past, honestly, not just the past year with COVID, but before that too, like seeing people go out like and have time to go on vacation or spend time with their friends or go even if it's like a day trip somewhere. And it's like, I just felt like we barely ever have time for those kind of things because we work so much. And now we can still work so much, but still be able to actually enjoy time together outside of work. Like not spending 2 to 3 hours a day commuting is saving time. And then having the same days off is so nice. Not having like working Friday night, Saturday, Sundays, like Monday sometimes, like 5 days in a row, like over the weekend. And then I'm just enjoying this right now. And things might change later on, but right now it's just really nice.
I'm enjoying it. I really like it.
What about the being together all the time?
I like it.
Well, like, you know, we said, like, we're not really together all the time. Like, all day at work, we're kind of separate.
Yeah.
And then we have time apart, too. Like, when we get home, I go on a walk, and you'll do whatever and spend time apart. The one thing that I'm struggling with is I have a lot less time to listen to my podcasts because I'm customer-facing. So before, when I was not customer-facing at my previous job, I could, like, work on spreadsheets or whatever and, like, listen to podcasts all day, and now that's kind of something that would calm me down. And now I have to be very customer facing a lot. But
now you got to talk to people.
Talking to people.
Gross.
There's a lot of people I really enjoy talking to. Some people I don't. But, you know, you give and take.
Well, you've met a lot of good people so far.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of funny how we'll talk about people. Mostly good things.
Mostly good things.
No, I love that guy. I love that guy. They're so nice.
They're the best. Yeah, that's a good fella.
Every once in a while, there's a, this person really grinding my gears today.
And I was like, you're telling me. Jesus.
What do you think the other guys at the yard like me? Or did they not like me?
They like you.
What if you told me they didn't like me?
No, they hate you. On the podcast. They hate you.
Actually, dear, they hate you.
No, they like you.
I think they like me. For now. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. It's going to keep going crazy. I'm hoping to have some more guests on soon. But like I said, we have been traveling and then starting basically and transitioning into a new job and transitioning out of the old job and all the stuff that I had to do with that. It's just been honestly crazy. So I'm hoping to have more guests on and have more like set in stone topics. But I wanted to go over the last trip and then this new one since they're very different and just talking about these different kinds of adventures, and you don't have to like go on a crazy like 2 week long vacation to Disneyland or Hawaii like you see on social media to like have a great time. Our trip was pretty quick, Friday to Monday. We took 2 days off of work, and that's like the longest vacation like we can have. With how much that we work, like we don't take vacations longer than 2 days off. And I saw somebody recently say, "I've never taken a vacation more than 7 days." I was like, 7 days? God.
Must be nice.
But, you know, someday.
It makes me think of back when, back in the day when I used to work at LibTech. And it was, oh God, what was it? I think our longest break was 12 days because it's 4 day work week, and then it was like vacation or holiday pay,
like a Christmas fell on one of those,
like
days.
Christmas, and then what was it,
New Year's?
Christmas, New Year's, and then or 4th of July. Would you usually get like a full week off for 4th of July? That's, and you nice. Already had so the 3 day weekend, the 4 days, and then another 3 day weekend. It's like, oh, I don't know what I would do with myself nowadays if that happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, I don't even know how to have days off, really. And that's why we have to go places, like, and we're playing all these things, because we're just not even used to having days off together. Like, 2 days off in a row every weekend now, we're going to be able to go home to Port Angeles a lot more, which I'm excited about. Well, that's a busy couple of months ahead. But it's great. It's exciting.
We'll do more skiing next winter.
Snowmobiling.
Get some motor toboggans.
I am manifesting it. I'm telling everybody we're buying snowmobiles.
Yeah, I am.
Like, yeah, we're that's what I said. We're talking to somebody at, I was talking to a certain person this weekend, and they were talking about how they love being out in the snow and everything, and I was like, oh yeah, we're buying a snowmobile. We're buying snowmobiles for this winter. I don't have one yet. And then of course this person was like, oh well, I have one and it's amazing.
It's baby blue.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I have a feeling.
So yeah, I'm manifesting that into existence, but hopefully you guys enjoy hearing about this stuff and our fun inside jokes and stuff. If you guys hate hearing about it and you're like, this is dumb, just tell me.
Take a different basket.
We'll go down a different basket and talk about something else. So we have plenty of things to talk about. So thank y'all for listening. Oh, we didn't hear a crazy amount of Southern accents. There were some good ones, but it wasn't overwhelming. But and I think there was one guy who had a fake accent.
I think there was more than one that had a fake accent.
Do you think that one guy who was selling booze pops downtown had a fake accent?
He sounded like me doing a Southern accent, so I figured it was probably fake.
He called me sweetheart, though. That was nice.
Oh, hey there, sweetheart.
I like that. So,
do you want a booze pop there, sweetheart?
He's like, what can I do? What are you doing all the way? I can't do it.
What can I do for you?
That's not how he talked at all. No.
That'd be more believable.
He's like, that's true. What can I get for you, sweetheart? Kind of like that. And then I was like I was imitating him. And you kept going, that's not what he sounded like.
That's not what he sounded like at all. It sounded like a normal person.
Even not like a normal person. You have like a southern, fake Southern accent. So
what? It's the way I talk.
I know. Talk a little slow.
Yeah, I got hit in the head a couple of times. I can't blame me for that.
Okay, we're going off the rails again. Going off the basket. We're going off basketing. Like off-roading.
I'm always going off basketing. This basket's going crazy.
Okay, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, after catching some big fish. And hopefully, we're just on the right track a little bit more instead of being all crazy from traveling and busyness and craziness. But thank you for listening. I love all of you guys. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend, week, whatever, whenever you're listening to this. And
party on!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.